All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving into the exhilarating world of classic gaming, specifically focusing on an iconic franchise that's making a triumphant return. Yes, you guessed it, Tribes. So, buckle up, because we've got breaking news. Tribes Ascend is going online, and let me tell you, the fervor is palpable. Midair 2 is set to hit early access on Steam in March of 2026. Isn't that wild?
Wait, 2026? That's like a couple years away. But what kind of gameplay features are they bringing back? You know, like, how do they keep it fresh but still nostalgic?
Great question. They're bringing back gameplay elements that harken back to the glory days of classic Tribes, blending that fast-paced, skill-based combat with modern tweaks. Think of it like an homage, but with the adrenaline of a roller coaster ride. You know how when you go back to a favorite childhood amusement park and you experience those same rides, but they've been upgraded? It's a bit like that.
Oh my gosh, that's such a cool analogy. So, are there any community events planned? I mean, gatherings can really reignite that passion among fans.
Absolutely. They're even hosting a community event, and here's where it gets really juicy. Base Pub Night to celebrate the 26th birthday of Tribes 1. Imagine a night packed with nostalgia where fans gather, share war stories from their glory days, and play the game together. It's like a reunion, but with power-ups and strategy discussions instead of awkward small talk.
Huh, that sounds amazing. I can just picture it now. People laughing, reminiscing, and maybe even forming alliances at the pub to strategize for the game. What kind of gameplay updates should we expect besides this fun socialization?
Oh, you're spot on. So besides the social gatherings, they're focusing on enhanced player engagement with tactics and character interactions. It's about fostering that sense of community spirit. Plus, there's a possibility of cross-platform play on Linux, which is, you know, a game changer for many players out there.
Whoa, hold on a sec, Linux? That's wild, I didn't even think about that. Like, do you think they've noticed a growing demand among gamers who use Linux?
Exactly. It's all about inclusivity. Just like how a band might decide to release their albums on multiple streaming services to reach more fans, game developers are realizing that opening up their games to other operating systems creates a broader community. It's clever marketing, and it keeps the player base vibrant.
Wow, that's such a neat perspective. So, where can people keep up with all these developments? Like, do they have a Discord channel or anything like that?
Yes, indeed. They have a vibrant Discord community where enthusiasts can join conversations, share their thoughts on gameplay updates, and connect directly with other players. It's like a virtual campfire where everyone gathers to share stories and maybe some hilarious memes while they're at it.
Haha, I love that. Just imagine people posting their funniest gameplay fails. It's such a fun way to engage with the community.
Precisely. And isn't it amazing how gaming has evolved into this massive, interconnected social experience? Players aren't just playing. They're forming friendships and communities, sometimes even finding mentors in the virtual world. It's a modern-day tale of camaraderie.
Oh, wow. That's such a great point. I mean, it's really incredible how something that started as a simple pastime has turned into this vibrant culture. So, what do you think is the key to maintaining that community spirit as the game evolves?
Well, I believe it comes down to consistent communication and fostering inclusivity. Just like a greeting card that shows someone you care during their celebrations, keeping players in the loop and actively involving them in decisions helps create a thriving environment. It's all about making everyone feel part of the journey, you know?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic analogy. I mean, keeping the players engaged is crucial. I can't wait to see how this all unfolds in the coming years. 2026 is going to be lit.